From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States' top military officer, Marine General Joseph Dumford, said on Tuesday that despite an escalation in rhetoric between the United States and North Korea, he had not seen Pyongyang change its military posture.
We also have taken all the proper measures to protect our allies, the South Koreans, the Japanese, the force, as well as Americans in the area. But what we haven't seen is military activity that would be reflective of the charged political environment.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he hoped diplomacy would resolve the tension with North Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump intends to visit Puerto Rico next Tuesday, where food, fresh water, and electricity are in dangerously short supply following Hurricane Maria's devastation of the island last week. Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, said he was grateful for the attention of the president and was confident the federal government's response to the crisis on the island would be adequately addressed.
I really have been somewhat absent of social media, so I can only speak to what he has personally said to me, and I can guarantee to everybody that's listening, the president has called, has pledged his support.
Trump said he is also planning to stop by the U.S. Virgin Islands. Iraqi and Turkish forces started their joint military exercises close to the Iraqi Kurdish region. Pictures of soldiers holding flags from both nations were released to the media, a move widely seen as sending a powerful message to Iraqi Kurds. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has stepped up pressure on Iraqi Kurds, labeling their leaders as treacherous and warning that all military and economic options are now on the table. This is VOA News. Saudi King Salman on Tuesday ordered that women be allowed to drive cars, ending the conservative Islamic Kingdom's long-standing policy seen as a symbol of oppression of women. Jane Lee has the story.
The ban on women driving has been a symbol of oppression of women in the conservative Islamic Kingdom. The U.S. State Department immediately commented that it was, quote, a great step in the right direction. Saudi Arabia has been widely criticized for being the only country in the world that bans women from driving, despite ambitious government targets to increase their public role, especially in the workforce. Women in the kingdom are also bound by law to wear long robes and a headscarf and require the consent of a male guardian for most legal actions. Over the weekend, as it celebrated the 87th anniversary of the founding of its nation with a big program of concerts and performances, Saudi Arabia also allowed women to enter the King Fahd International Stadium in Riyadh for the first time. The change in the laws of driving will take place in June next year.
Reporter Jane Lee. Tuesday marks 1 week since the 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck around lunchtime in Mexico City and the surrounding areas, killing 331 people, damaging 11,000 homes, and leading to an outpouring of civilian volunteers to aid and comfort the victims. Luis Felipe Puerte, coordinator of Mexico's Civil Protection Agency, told Reuters that rescuers would continue handpicking through the debris at four sites until Thursday.
The dogs have not detected any signal. Because of that, I can say that at this time, it would be unlikely to find anyone alive.
Rescuers have pulled 69 people from quake-damaged properties, of whom 37 were still in the hospital as of Monday, 11 in grave condition. U.S. President Donald Trump said Spain should stay united. Trump commented shortly before a planned October 1st secession vote called by Spain's regional government in Catalonia. Trump made the comments Tuesday at a White House news conference with visiting Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. Rajoy opposes the vote and called it crazy. He said such a referendum would be illegal because there is no electoral committee to supervise the process. Bangladesh is planning to build a separate shelters for 6,000 Rohingya Muslim children who entered the country without parents to escape violence in neighboring Myanmar. Children make up about 60% of the estimated 480,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured into Bangladesh over the last 4 weeks to flee persecution in Buddhist-majority Myanmar. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage to this and more, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.